Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, y'all. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, Auntie Carrie, you can go ahead with Judges 15 while we'll wait for others to join in.
Okay.
Judges 16.
No, wait a minute.
Then went Samson to Gaza and saw there an harlot. Judges 15. But it came to pass within a while after, in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited his wife with a kid, and he said, I will go in to my wife into the chamber. But her father would not suffer him to go in. And her father said, I verily thought that thou hadst utterly hated her. Therefore I gave her to thy companion. Is not her younger sister fairer than she? Take her, I pray thee, instead of her. And Samson said concerning them, Now shall I be more blameless than the Philistines, though I do them a displeasure. And Samson went and caught 300 foxes, and took firebrands, and turned tail to tail, and put a firebrand in the midst between two tails. And when he had set the brands on fire, he let them go into the standing corn of the Philistines, and burnt up both the shocks, and also the standing corn with the vineyards and olives. Then the Philistines said, Who hath done this? And they answered, Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnite, because he had taken his wife and given her to his companion. And the Philistines came up and burnt her and her father with fire. And Samson said unto them, Though ye have done this, yet will I be avenged of you, and after that I will cease. And he smote them hip and thigh with a great slaughter, and he went down and dwelt in the top of the rock Etam. Then the Philistines went up and pitched in Judah, and spread themselves in Lehi. And the men of Judah said, Why are ye come up against us? And they answered, To bind Samson are we come up, to do to him as he hath done to us. Then 3,000 men of Judah went to the top of the rock Etam, and said to Samson, Knowest thou not that the Philistines are rulers over us? What is this that thou hast done unto us? And he said unto them, As they did unto me, so have I done unto them. And they said unto him, We are come down to bind thee, that we may deliver thee into the hand of the Philistines. And Samson said unto them, Swear unto me, that ye will not fall upon me yourselves. And they spake unto him, saying, No, but we will bind thee fast, and deliver thee into their hand. But surely we will not kill thee. And they bound him with two new cords.
Hello?
Her call dropped. Hopefully she's calling back in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what? I'll go ahead and finish up. I haven't seen her call back in yet. And the people said they would not kill you, so they will bound him with two new ropes. and led him up from the rock. As he approached Leah, the Philistine came towards him, shouting. The Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon him. The ropes on his arm became like charred flax, and binding dropping from his hands, finding a fresh jawbone of a donkey. He grabbed it and struck down 1,000 men. Then Samson said, with the donkey's jawbone, I have made donkeys of them. With a donkey's jawbone, I have killed 1,000 men. When he finished speaking, he threw away the jawbone, and the place was called Ramath Leah. Because he was very thirsty, he cried out to the Lord, You have given your servant this great victory. Must I now die of thirst and fall into the hands of the uncircumcised? Then God opened up the hollow place in Leah. The water came out of it. When Samson drank, his strength returned, and he revived. So the spring was called En Hakkor, and it is still there in Leah. Samson led Israel for 20 years in the days of the Philistine. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Welcome back, Auntie okay, Carrie. We finished it up in reading.
Oh, okay. Some kind of way. I don't know. Some kind of alert came on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, we finished it up in the reading. Thank you very much for that reading.
Okay. Well, I'll be on the other line.
Okay. All right, I'll go ahead and do a roll call, and we'll go ahead and get started with the program tonight. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, we have Brother Daniel, Brother Hubert, Mother May, Sister Angela, Auntie Dot, and myself. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But we're gathered here tonight to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Welcome to the Nellum Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Let's see here. Everyone bow their heads for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Almighty and loving Father, creator of the heaven and earth, for we praise you and we adore you. For you are the King of Kings. And as we gather here tonight, we ask that you allow our ears to hear your words. For we ask that you send your Holy Spirit to be our God and give us the wisdom to understand everything that is being shared here tonight. And help us to be more like you, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for this precious time that you have given us tonight. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. So our first song is, this is a move by Brandon Lake and Tasha Cobb.
Bodies are still being Shall I find Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Okay, we did have a couple callers to call in. We have Auntie Dot. Good evening.
Good evening.
And Auntie Betty. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, all right. We'll go ahead and get started with our program tonight. I will start out with Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Hosea, the second chapter. And the subject is back to the arm of a loving God. God challenges every day Christian with the awesome task of in spirit and persuaded a rebelling people to return to his love and forgiveness. The story of Hosea and Gomer illustrates such a challenge. This account demonstrates the tension between the disobedient people of Israel and the never-changing God who desired their faithfulness. Hosea followed God's instruction to marry a woman totally consumed by her desperate desire for accepting Gomer lifestyle, symbolic Israel morally decay. Through Gomer, unfaithful man, disgrace hurt Hosea. His focus remained on all-loving God to use him to restore Israel. He understood that God's plan was greater than his pride. The story of Hosea and Gomer also illustrates how God promised to restore softness his hand of punishment. This passage leaves no doubt that God continued to extend his arm to receive rebelling people. Today, Jesus still calls out, "You are my people," to people who will say, "You are my God." God has empowered the community of faith to symbolically represent the living God to the world in a Hosea life way. We cannot ignore the hopelessness, despair, and fear that overwhelming our culture. We have no choice but to form a Hosea Gomer alliance so that God's people may be reconciled to him. God instructs to do not permit us to set limit on our patience or premeditate around our comfort zone. We must be obedient to God and accept the challenge to reach out. The brothers and sisters within our community must know that we see them, that we know all about their circumstance, that he loved them and that he is calling them back to him. And the prayer said, "Lord, help me to discern hopelessness, despair, and fear in your people. Give me the understanding and wisdom to know what I must do and the courage to do it. But most of all, God, help me to remain faithful to you, my never changing God. Amen."
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Much needed in today's world. Back to the arm of the loving God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Auntie Betty, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from the book Psalm chapter 91. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with song. For the Lord is a great God
and a great king above all gods. In his hands are the deep place of the earth, and strength of the hill is his also. The sea is his. He made it. His hand formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people of his pasture, and his sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms. Let us sing unto the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
We did have another caller. We did have another caller to call in. We have, I believe this is Auntie Marie.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Welcome, welcome. Amen.
Good evening.
Okay, we will continue. Good evening. We will continue with the program. I will go next to Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of Proverbs chapter 24, verse 26 to 34. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Finish your outdoor work and get your fields ready. After that, build your house. Do not testify against your neighbor without cause, or use your lips to deceive. Do not say, I do to him as he has done to me. I pay that man back for what he did. I went past the field of the slugger, past the vineyards of the man who lacked judgment. Thorns had came up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruin. I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and property will come on you like a bandit. And scarcely like an armed man. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Brother Hubert, out of Proverbs. Next, I go to Sister Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to come out of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I'm going to start with verse 6. And the emphasis that Paul was talking about was wisdom from the Spirit. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truth in spiritual words. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of 1 Corinthians. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for the witness to bear witness to the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become his son of God, even them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, but of the will of man, but of God. And the world was made flesh and dwell among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of John. Next I have Auntie Marie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming from Proverbs, the second chapter in the first. My son threw up my command within you. Turn in your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God, for the Lord give wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk and blameless, for he guides the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie, out of Proverbs. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading out of Isaiah chapter 41:8. Comfort ye, my people, says your God. Speak, ye comforter to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her welfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the delta a highway for our God. Every valley should be its fail, and every mountain and heal shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough place plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The voice said, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the spirit of the Lord bowed unto it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Isaiah. Next, going to Brother Daniel. Any good news you would like to share with the group tonight? I'm sorry, Daniel, we didn't hear you. You're a listener tonight?
Yes, ma'am. We just brought the human race out for me. Psalm 6.
Jim Mark. O Lord, rebuke me in thy anger. Rebuke me not in thy anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me from thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. My eye is consumed because of grief. It really old because of all of my enemies. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all my enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. Amen.
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 Thank you for pointing that out, Daniel, Psalm 6, and thank you for being his reader, Brother Hubert. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, this is the time where we pray for our sick and shut-ins. Is there anyone we need to add? Or I'm sorry?
You got any Sister Cheryl on the line?
Let me see. No, I don't see her.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard her say something.
No. Okay, do we need to add or take anyone off the sick and shut-in? Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you lay your healing hands upon Willie Williams, Auntie Wallene, Brother Daniel, Trey, Loretta, Latoya, Kamisha, and Mr. Joe, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we beg you to have compassion on our sick and shut-ins and give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. For we bind up all sickness and diseases and loose your healing virtue. We ask that you touch and restore their bodies. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
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 Brother, add Barry Howard to that. I thought I told you, mentioned it last
week.
Oh,
that's right. That's right. I'm sorry, Barry Howard.
That's
I forgot to forward his name over. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we're looking at birthdays for the week of December 5th through the 11th. Angela, this is where I think you fill in.
Yeah, I think it's through the 12th, Loretta.
Is it the 12th?
And the 6th through the 12th. Okay. And what I have is on the 7th, I have, it looks like Tamiya or Tamiya on December the 7th. December the 9th, I have Isaac or Azarek. On December the 12th, I have Brian, my son, and Candace Slappy, my sister, and Teresa Varner, my other sister. So we got quite a few on the 12th. We have a Makai on the 11th.
That's my grandson, Micah.
Micah, okay, Micah. And then I have, this is my funny skin.
Yeah, no, it's just a funny name.
I look like Malaya on the 10th of December. I have Alexis on the 10th. I'm not sure about that one. Okay, that's all that I have. Are there any other birthdays that I need to add?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, plenty of birthdays in the month of December. Amen. Auntie Carrie, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Many, many more. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Carrie. And let's see here. We have reached a part of our program where we do praise, support, testimony, song, or poems, or any more Bible verses that we would like to share with the group. And I will start out with Auntie Dot. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem?
I pass.
Okay, I have Brother Hubert.
Yes, I have one. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you have given me. Thank you for your son that gave us liberty. We know his name, Jesus, the one who died for me, our blessed Savior. His blood has set us free. Forgive us of our trespasses. Wash all our sins away. Fill us with your Spirit. Lead us every day. Please bless all our family. They mean so much to me. And don't forget our teachers. They have a need, a blessing too. for teaching us to read and all the things they do. The friends we have right now and the ones we don't yet know, bless them every day and everywhere they go. Teach us to love everyone the same and never tell a lie or to curse or steal or blame. We will be careful in whatever we do. We want our life to be an honor to you. We love you, Lord. We know you love us too. Please keep us safe this whole day through. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful poem, Brother Hubert. Next, I go to Auntie Betty. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I just want to read this a little out of the Workers. It said, "Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me that rich salvation, so full and so free." Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that beautiful read, and Auntie Betty out of the Workers. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Okay, next I have Auntie Marie. Any praise, report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Well, I read John 14, chapter, starting at the first verse. Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house has many rooms. If there were not so, would I have told you? I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I can prepare a place for you, I will take you to be also where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except through me." If you really know you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that beautiful read, and Auntie Marie out of John. Next, I go to Auntie Carrie. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem?
I pass.
Okay. All right. How about Mother May? Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Sister Angela, any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Well, I kind of have a testimony, but I want to read this first. It's about biblical illumination, the definition of a biblical illumination. Biblical illumination is the process by which the Holy Spirit helps a person to understand the truth of God's word. Illumination is often discussed alongside related concepts of biblical inspiration and interpretation. Inspiration involves how God has revealed spiritual truth. Interpretation involves our study of spiritual truth. Illumination involves our understanding of spiritual truth and involves both the scriptures and the influence of the Holy Spirit. So first, it is important to understand that the Holy Spirit indwells or lives within every believer in Jesus Christ. Romans 8:9 teaches us that you, however, are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If, in fact, the spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the spirit of Christ does not belong to him. 1 Corinthians 12:13 adds, for in one spirit we were all baptized into one body. No matter who you are, a Jew, a Greek, a slave, or you're free, we all drink of one spirit. Illumination involves how the Spirit of God helps us understand the truth of God. John 16:13-14 explains, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare it to you, the things that are to come. He will glorify you, for he will take what is his and declare it to you. The Holy Spirit also uses people gifted in teaching or preaching to help others in the process of illumination. It is important to understand that our spiritual condition can influence the process of God's Spirit illuminating the text of Scripture in our lives. We must remember that the Lord, our God, lightens our darkness. The longest chapter in the Bible is Psalm 119. It repeatedly emphasizes that God's truth is our foundation for spiritual maturity. We must turn to his word for wisdom and seek him from God's spirit to understand it through illumination. In order to believe, in order to better live his purposes for our lives. So the testimony that I wanted to share, it was my pastor was preaching on illumination today. And one of the things is that I used to use, and I'm going to share this with you guys as well, is always used to say, you know, I got this feeling of something came over me and God revealed to me. And he said, God can reveal anything to us. People always saying God revealed something. It's the Holy Spirit that's revealing to us what God wants us to know. So we have to be careful when we say God revealed something to us, because that's the whole purpose of Jesus sitting on the right-hand side of Jesus. God is to intercede and intercept for us. So God doesn't put that in you, but the Holy Spirit does. And so you want to illuminate, because the key here was there's nothing new under the sun. Everything that God has said is in Revelation. It has been done. So there's nothing new, so he's not going to reveal nothing to you because he's already there. But what will happen is the Holy Spirit will help illuminate his words within your spirit as long as he dwells within you. So that was a profound thought for me. So I am taking that out of my vocabulary that, you know, God revealed it to me. No, the Holy Spirit revealed it to me through God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angelin, testimony that we need to understand the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Daniel, is there anything you would like to share with the group before we move on?
I just want to say good to hear everybody's voice, and everybody have good times and all these birthdays coming up. So
amen to that. Good to hear your voice, too. It sounds like you're in good spirit. We love you.
Yes, ma'am.
Loretta, amen. Before you say that, I think Danny needs to give us an update with a testimony on his health.
I didn't understand that.
Hey. She want me to tell you they said that I'm alive. I got a good doctor report on my blood test, so they telling me I ain't got the stuff I used to have, so I gotta be careful. Yeah, but that's what they said, I'm all right.
Amen. 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 Praise God.
Let me help him.
Blessing.
Let me help him. Loretta, let me help him praise the Lord a little bit more. The doctors have confirmed that he no longer has diabetes anymore, that his blood glucose came out where it has really been healed. And we know that just by the divine grace of God. So we want to definitely give specific praise in reference to that. But he is doing well so far on the doctor's report. But just wanted to give God glory.
Yeah.
Give him the glory for the things that he did. Because when Daniel got off that plane here in Arizona, I tell you, I was in tears. Yes, he was a dead man walk. So it's a beautiful thing. Not only know we ask the Lord to heal them, but we got confirmation as well. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. The power of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. What a great report. Awesome. Okay. We have reached the part where we assign parts for next week, and I'm looking at Judges 16. Auntie Carrie, you want to be responsible for that for us, or do we need to switch up?
No. Next week, I think I'll be working next Sunday, so let somebody else do it next Sunday.
Okay. Do I have any takers for Judges for next week? Anyone? Judges 16.
Mother May
will do it. Rather long.
Yes,
rather long. Okay, Mother May. Okay, anyone for the opening prayer next week? Anyone wants to bless the prayer line? Okay, how about anyone for the closing prayer? Do I have any takers for the closing prayer? Okay, all right. Between Angela and myself, we will take care of the opening and the closing prayer. And want to thank everyone that helped us through the program tonight. We had Auntie Carrie doing Judges 15. And Brother Hubert will be coming to us with the closing prayer. So if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. And we pray for ourselves and each person. We pray for today. Heavenly Father, we pray that each of us may be granted worthy to escape all things that will come to pass, and that we may stand before the Son of Man. Heavenly Father, we thank you for keeping us watchful and praying at all times. We thank you for letting us be counted worthy to escape all things that will come to pass. We thank you for letting us stand before the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen.
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 Yes,
Loretta.
Yes, I had said, but you didn't hear me, that I do the opening prayer.
Okay,
I
see Betty.
On mute. That's why you didn't hear me.
Okay, so we have Auntie Betty doing the opening prayer. At Auntie Dot, yours was on mute too.
Said what?
Your phone was on mute. For the closing prayer.
No.
I just thought I'd give it a try. Okay, praise God, praise God. Like I said, between Angela and myself, we will take care of the closing prayer. Amen, amen. Okay, the song that I have selected is by Donnie McClurkin, and it's I Need You. We all need Jesus. Amen.
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 Okay. Everybody say now. Oh, my Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I do want to reach out to Auntie Betty. We didn't get an update on Napoleon and family. They was affected with the COVID.
Me, Auntie Carrie.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm Auntie
here.
Carrie. I'm sorry.
The update on Podium.
Napoleon family, they doing fine?
Oh, they doing better. Podium back at work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Yolanda was doing good. So, but Napoleon went back to work.
Uh-huh. She's still in quarantine.
I think she's out of quarantine. She probably waiting on her result from her last test.
Oh, okay. All right. Praise God. Praise God. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that concludes. My quarantine date was up on the 1st. I'm doing okay. Just keep me in your prayers.
Amen.
Keep going from shingles to kidney stones, so just keep me in your prayers.
All right.
Yeah, but I'm doing much better. I really am. Now, thank you for asking.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. And that concludes our program for tonight. We want to thank everyone for sharing Bible verses with us tonight and testimonies and poems. And we ask that God bless America and other nations. And just remember to put God first in all that you do, and He will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a Was someone trying to say something?
No.
Well, we ask that you all have a glorious, prosperous, healthy, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
We love you all, and good night.
Love you too.
Good night.
Oh, my God.